When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Truth, bald face lie for the two bald guys here. Hoff, what do you got for us on this Tuesday?
Well, boys, I had a show this weekend, and I brought up Mr. Aaron Judge. And bald face lie, bald face truth. We'll start with you, Sal. Aaron Judge will win the Triple Crown this year.
I'm going to say that is a bald face lie. I just feel like that's hard. Where are we at right now? You have the numbers where he's at?
He's 25 points above batting average.
Yeah.
He's two RBIs behind Devers with RBIs, and he's one home run behind the home run leader with 18.
I think he'll end up leading two out of the three, BT. I just feel like
it's tough.
Yeah, that's it. Other than that, though, I mean, if anybody's going to do it, I would bet Judge.
I would totally say bald-faced truth. I think this is the year where we're going to look back years from now, and he's going to hit 358. That's not going to be his Miguel Cabrera average type of year. And so I do think that that's been the elusive part. It's been the batting average. I think he's been hit a couple in Colorado, but he's gonna have 55 home runs ish, maybe more. He's gonna have 135 RBIs, and I think the average will be there. So I'm gonna say bald faced truth. He's gonna get it.
And the thing that bothers me, and maybe it's just because I'm not a Yankee fan, but I feel like I take him for granted.
Yeah,
he's so good. Like, if this were any other play, I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, Alonso's start, in contrast. Wow, look at Pete Alonso starting like this. He's on fire. He's almost Judge-like. But, obviously, we've seen him now fall off. And yet, when Judge does it, it's like, well, we expect him to dominate baseball. So, the expectations are, even if they're exceeding the expectations, it's still, you just kind of expect it, so you take it for granted a little bit.
That's how you know you're special. I mean, the lack of acknowledgement, because we're so used, it's like we're desensitized to his greatness. It's a good point, but... I try to enjoy him every night, but there's no doubt we expect this and whatever. It's amazing.
Underappreciated. Is he the best player in baseball?
Oh, no question, dude.
Who would...
The only other person is Shohei Ohtani that people compare to. But again, the guy hasn't thrown a ball in 2 years, so I really can't... I know he went 50-50 last year, 50 stolen bases, but he's also freaking lazy. He doesn't play the field. He better be stealing bases.
Yeah.
All right. BT.
Mm-hmm.
Bald face lie, bald face truth. The Mets are a better team trading away Mark Vientos for a pitcher and making Brett Beatty their everyday third baseman. Bald face lie, bald face truth.
I'm going to say bald face lie. First, I'm not going to abandon Vientos that quick. That's ridiculous. He looked great last year. I don't love what I'm seeing. And really, his year's been odd because there was a lack of engagement or hustle early in the year. You guys remember a couple bad looks. He got chastised by Bolt Lindor and the skipper. But I have to also keep both of those men here because I think that there's a good chance. Well, I mean, Pete's going to eventually be gone. So I think Vientos slides to first. I think Beatty, who's better equipped to play third, I'm looking to keep them, not get rid of them.
I would be lying to you if I said it did not cross my mind this weekend for the first time about trading Vientos.
With Vientos.
Yeah, now, twofold. Number one, I'm with you. I'm not ready to give up on him just yet. Also, I'm not selling low.
That's the point.
That'd be a major
mistake. Value's low.
But... it would not, like, he has not been anywhere near the player that he was a year ago. Remember the expectations of what he was going to be in the big leagues, which is more in line with what he's doing now than what he did last year. Coupled with Brett Beatty, even in a short period, look, forget about offensively, although offensively he's been very good here since coming back up, since being recalled. Defensively, he's playing gold glove third base. Like, that's not something that happens by accident or fluke. He is playing a confident, legit third base. I personally would pencil Brett Beatty into third base every day. Let's see what you have here. Once and for all, see what you have. And then I'd make Vientos the DH and see if he could get going. So I'm going to say a bald-faced lie.
Bald-faced truth.
No, I would not trade him. I still would not trade him.
Vientos?
No, I would not trade him. Okay. I'm going to say bald-faced lie for now. But I think the fact that I would even be open to it is very telling about, like, if they were both at their peak, I still am not sure I would trade Vientos over Beatty at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't think Vientos will ever be the defensive player that Beatty is.
Yeah, and not at third base he won't.
That's
no.
So, all right, so maybe you move Vientos to first in the event Pete's not there.
Yeah, he's got to justify by hitting more, though.
But for now, I would have Vientos be the primary DH. That's why I would not trade him.
And finally, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sal, the Knicks will bring back the same starting five next season, regardless of outcome in playoffs.
It's a good one, Huff.
It is a good one.
Very good one.
Now, which starting five are we talking about here?
There you go.
I mean,
that's why it's a good one.
Well, you're talking about Brunson, Hart, Bridges, OG, and Kat.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I do not think the Knicks are going to bring back the same starting five, no. And even if you throw Mitchell Robinson in there, they can't. There's no way. So I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. They will not bring back the same starting five, regardless of the result. We know that they need to change something. They know they need to change at least one of the significant pieces needs to be altered.
Okay. I would change things up here. I don't know that they can. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is under contract. So is Jalen Brunson. OG's got 250 million reasons why he's going nowhere. You gave up five first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. You going to really trade him? No, you're gonna extend them, even if it's foolishly. I'm going to say, though, it's a bull-faced lie. They won't, because I don't think Josh Hart will start next year. He'll be on the team.
Who will?
I don't know. Mitch, I mean, going to be... Right? No. Somebody who's on a different team now. Like a different... A sniper, a guy that you can get for, you know, $12, $13, $15 million a year. Like a Nesmith type. Somebody like that.
Right.
You can't keep starting with Josh. I love Josh Hart. He's not an NBA starter on a team that's trying to win a championship. Maybe not.
Maybe somebody, and I love Josh Hart too.
I think
he's an integral part here. But maybe somebody that could, I don't know, shoot a three?
Yeah, of course.
More consistently. That's the thing it's a glaring weakness from the construction of this team. All right, that does it for Bullface Truth, Bullface Live. Good job there. Hoff, back to the calls. Rich is in South Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right, a week to go. Then I'm 86.
All right, Rich. You're getting there. Getting closer.
A couple things. I didn't hear that BK said it, but I had the same thought. All year, they played like this. They didn't beat any good teams.
Yep.
I don't mind Brunson dribbling the ball, but he's got to take it less time. If it's not there, you can't take it down. All the other players are rushed.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of the year, Cat was shooting over 55% from three, and they never give him the ball enough. Now it comes down to now. I can't see playing a whole year and the coach not running set plays for Cat. Not as the second option when Brunson can't make his move. He's got to have set plays for him. And obviously they can't be on the floor together. So at the end of the game, It's determined if you need offense or defense. If you need defense like they need in one of the games, I think it was the second game when they had by, I don't know how many points with a couple of minutes to go. They had them both on the court. You take them both out.
Well, now that might be a little tricky, Rich, and happy early birthday, buddy. You're going to be 86. That's awesome. All right, so he said a couple of interesting things, and the one thing is that jumped out to me was how it's the players aren't left with a lot of time once Jalen does give up the basketball, and he's right, and that's not going to change. See, the toughest thing for Jalen is that he's not tall and he's not explosive. So for Jalen Brunson, but he's amazing with his footwork and his leverage and his angles, but to get to his spot, to get off that little 5'8" floater that we've seen a million times when he's dancing around like Baryshnikov, the way he does that is by taking time because he has to set you up because he can't jump over you and he's not fast enough to go by you. And when that's happening, Sal, think about it. The other team scores a bucket, inbound the ball, 24-second shot clock starts. By the time he starts to initiate it, it's down to 17 or so. And now by the time he shoots it or doesn't, it's down to 5 or 4. That's a problem.
Yeah, I still love him and his offense.
I do too, but that's a problem.
It's at least consistent. You know what you're getting. Now it's on them to figure out how to work around that. That's why I thought it was imperative to get a big that stretched the floor. That's why I loved the Karl Anthony Towns trade. I know he can be more than just a big who can stretch the floor, but with the Knicks, they need him primarily to be a big that can stretch the floor. So I'm not sure why they don't do that more often, especially if you're going to have Mitchell Robinson in the game. But again, they just have too many guys. You know, Bridges can't shoot in the first half. Mitch is an offensive liability. Their stars are defensive liability. They have too many. They're starting two guard for the most part of the year. Josh Hart can't shoot. Like, they have too many
weaknesses. There's issues.
That's why I'm saying I can't believe that they're actually here. Like, we talk about, we pick them apart like they're awful, but yet they're in the Eastern Conference Final. We'll come back, reset down with the King topic of the day. It is the Knicks ahead of Game 4 tonight, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the...
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.